don't know why I avoided the Harry Potter books for so long. These are great. I just started number 6.
That's a good one. Yeah. Dumbledore dies in that one. Yeah, I know. I didn't see it coming either.
Why would you say that?
You brought up a subject. I contributed an interesting fact on that subject. It's called the art of conversation. Okay, your turn.
That was a huge spoiler.
Good.
What is wrong with you? If I did that, you'd bitch about it for weeks.
Yeah, oh, really, Leonard? Are you gonna have another one of your hissy fits?
Hissy fits? I have hissy fits?
Yes, and I have a theory why. Because of your lactose intolerance, you switched over to soy milk. Soy contains estrogen-mimicking compounds. I think your morning Cocoa Puffs are turning you into a hysterical woman.
You are unbelievable. I don't know why I put up with you. You're controlling, you're irritating.
There you go again. Nag, nag, nag. You're only proving my point, little lady.
You know what? Screw you, Sheldon. You're the most annoying person I have ever met.
Well, I'm annoying. You criticize my behavior all the time. Sheldon, don't talk about your bowel movements over breakfast. Sheldon, when the president of the university is giving a eulogy at a funeral, don't yawn and point at your watch. Sheldon, don't throw away my shirts because you think they're ugly. You're impossible.
That's it. I don't have to put up with this.
Actually, I have your signature on a roommate agreement that says you do.
Aww. Here's what I think of your roommate agreement.
You pick that up right now.
No.
Roommate agreement, section 27, paragraph 5. The roommate agreement, like the American flag, cannot touch the ground.
I don't care. I don't have to do anything you say because I don't think I want to live here anymore.
Where are you going?
Live with Penny and not you, you crazy bastard.
Crazy bastard?
Yes.
Leonard, wait.
What?
Dobby the elf dies in book 7.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang. Hey!
There you go.
Great, come on in.
What, you don't say thank you?
It's my suitcase. I lent it to you 2 years ago.
Well, then I should tell you I broke the wheel and the handle. So, is everyone from Bernadette's company going to Vegas?
No, just me, her, and a couple of the bigwigs. It's part of a bonus she got.
Cool. Did she discover a cure for something?
Not exactly. They spent a ton of money developing this dandruff medication that had the side effect of horrible anal leakage.
Is there a good anal leakage?
Anyway, it was Bernie's idea to rebrand the stuff as a cure for constipation.
Way to make lemonade. You know, from around the corner where fudge is made.
Hey, I got a favor to ask.
Sure.
My mom's been kind of an emotional wreck since that dentist she was dating dumped her.
Dumped her? What, did he use a forklift? Sorry. There's nothing funny about morbid obesity.
She's huge. It was funny. Anyway, I was just hoping that maybe you could check in on her tomorrow night and make sure she's doing okay.
Dude. I'm a single man. Saturday night is my party night.
Really? Wait, what do you got going on?
I don't know. Maybe drive down to Hollywood, hit a few hotspots, see if I can get lucky.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. You pay $15 to park. You stand on the sidewalk for an hour until you break down and give the bouncer $20 to let you in. You push your way to the bar where you drink an $18 Cosmopolitan. Then you stare at a pretty girl and imagine your perfect life together, your children, grandchildren. Meanwhile, she leaves with a guy who claims he wrote Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Then you give up on anyone ever loving you, go to Marie Callender's, buy a pie, and eat it in your car in the parking lot.
What time should I be at your mother's?
I told her around 7.
I swear, that man is the most egotistical, insufferable human being I have ever met.
Yeah, but you two make such a cute couple. Like Bert and Ernie. You guys even teach me stuff about words and numbers.
Well, I've had it. I am done. I can't live with him for one more minute.
Wow, so where are you gonna go?
I was thinking here with you.
Oh.
That a problem?
No, it's great. It's terrific. I just can't help feel bad about Sheldon. I mean, how's he gonna get by without you? Ernie?
He's got Amy now.
Yeah, he does, but it's not the same.
Why?
All right, you know how in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Ron didn't abandon Harry just because Harry started dating Ron's sister?
Harry and Ginny get together!
Sorry, spoiler alert. My point is, as much as I want to live with you, I can't do it knowing how much Sheldon needs you.
Please, the only thing he needs me for is to be his whipping boy, his stooge, his doormat.
Well, you know what they say, if it ain't broke.
Wow. It sounds to me like you don't want us to live together.
No, I do. It's just, it's a really big step.
Is it? We're together all the time. Financially, it makes great sense. Can you think of one reason why we shouldn't do this?
Well, I'm just a little thirsty. I got nothing.
Great. I'll go get my stuff.
Okay. All right, don't freak out. You can make this work.
Oh, could you clear off a shelf for me in the bathroom? I take a lot of medicine.
Oh, please let some of it be Xanax.
Are you ready for dessert?
No, thank you, Mrs. Wolowitz. As it is, I'm going to have to carry my stomach out of here like I'm a fireman rescuing an infant.
You're a tall glass of brown water. Have dessert.
Well, I really couldn't. But I've had a lovely time eating your brisket and hearing about the things you've had removed from your body over the years. Didn't know you could have a cyst inside another cyst.
The doctor said they were like Russian nesting dolls. Well, if you have to go, how about I put a little doggy bag together for you?
That would be lovely. Thank you. Mrs. Wolowitz, are you okay?
Don't mind me. I just cry when I'm lonely and have nothing to live for.
I suppose I could stay for some dessert.
Great. You like chocolate chip cheesecake?
Sure.
I'll make one.
One vintage Mr. Mixoplick action figure. That's Leonard's.
Children's toy.
One Star Trek, the Next Generation phaser. That's Leonard's.
Children's toy.
One Game of Thrones collector's edition long claw sword. Oh, Leonard and I bought that together. That's a bit of an ethical conundrum. I'll keep it.
So, what's your plan moving forward?
I suppose I'll have to find and cultivate a new roommate. What a task that will be. Do you know how uncivilized Leonard was when I took him in?
No.
Oh, it took me forever to get him on a bathroom schedule. No, he would just go whenever the mood struck him.
Like a dog boy.
Exactly.
What if you could find a roommate who was a scientist and already familiar and comfortable with your ways?
That would be ideal. If a person like that existed, I would sign on, no further questions asked.
Great. Here I am.
Wait. Here who is where?
Me. Aren't Aren't I your perfect roommate?
Think
about it, Sheldon. I'm not a stranger. We're intellectually compatible. I'm willing to chauffeur you around town. And your personality quirks, which others find abhorrent or rage-inducing, I find cute as a button.